This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Germany was supposed to begin paying compensation this month to Nazi-era forced laborers. So far, no payments have been made. The head of the foundation representing Polish victims says the German government is playing cynical games, but German officials blame the delay on class-action lawsuits pending here in the United States. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Last summer, the German government pledged to create a fund worth 10 billion Deutschmarks, about $5 billion, to compensate victims of the Nazi era. The trade-off, according to German officials like Volker Beck, a member of the German parliament, was that all class-action lawsuits against German corporations, many of which benefited from slave labor during the Second World War, would be dropped.
We had a treaty between the United States of America and the German government that German companies will get totally legal peace in the United States if we pay 10 billion marks for recompensation of slave and forced laborers.
Between 1939 and 1945, the Nazi regime forced nearly 8 million Europeans to work for its war industry. About 1 million of those former laborers, mostly non-Jews from Eastern Europe, are still alive. Under the agreement, anyone who was forced to work at a slave labor camp is eligible to receive about $7,500. Forced laborers, those who were brought to Germany against their will to work in factories, will receive about $5,000. But so far, none of the promised money has reached any of the survivors. Otto Graf Lambsdorff, Germany's special representative for Holocaust-era compensation claims, says the money won't be released until all remaining class-action lawsuits in the United States are dismissed.
We have always said that the motto is money against legal peace. We need legal peace for German companies, and that means we need the dismissal of class actions, which have been filed years ago.
Two pending class action lawsuits against banks that worked with the Nazi government are still tied up in a New York court. But Lothar Evers, head of the Nazi Victim Support Center in Cologne, is accusing the German government of capitulating. Large German banks, he says, have pressured the government to block payments until the New York cases are thrown out of court.
There's no reason to withhold the money to the forced and slave labor survivors just because some banking managers don't feel secure enough.
Every month, about 1% of the elderly survivors die. Evers says many live in poverty in Eastern Europe and are now being held hostage by German bureaucrats. But Wolfgang Gabowski, spokesman for the German corporations which will contribute to the $5 billion fund, disagrees.
The problem is located right now in America. So who is the hostage? We too. We, as well as the old, poor people that are, I regret it very, very much, dying in these moments too.
I think it's purely a pretext being used by the German industry.
U.S. lawyer Michael Hausfeld represents petitioners in a new class-action lawsuit against IBM. The lawsuit seeks to open up IBM archives to determine how IBM equipment was used by the Nazi government to keep track of concentration camp inmates. Hausfeld says German officials are now using the IBM suit as further reason to avoid making compensation payments.
They're using every excuse, regardless of how flimsy, to justify, in their minds, not coming up with the payments.
Hausfeld says the newly filed IBM suit is not about money. He also points out that German companies who are supposed to contribute half of the $5 billion compensation fund have been reluctant to pay in. A little more than half of the money has been raised so far. For their part, German negotiators will wait until next week when a New York court is expected to rule on whether to dismiss the two pending banking cases before any decisions to release the money are made. But it's likely German officials will point to the IBM case as a reason to continue withholding those payments. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.